I am delighted to be joined today by Mal McCallion, the founder of My Porter. Good morning, Mal. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Genuine pleasure, Simon. Really good to see you and super excited to be on the topics that we're discussing today.
And it's been really good because obviously you spoke at the Voice of the Agent conference. I think the audience was really kind of, okay, that's what the future is going to look like. So thank you for that. Any kind of quick reflections on the Voice of the Agent conference at Bletchley Park?
Listen, so I really, really enjoyed it. It was just such a, it was a really different conference. And I think what it really brought home was just how kind of, how personal and kind of collaborative these things can be, where you've got people who are similar thinking in the same room, who are all very keen to learn, very focused on what the topics are and how they can use them in their businesses. So yeah, I just thought it was a really kind of almost like a kind of community sort of movement type feel, which I thought was amazing. And yeah, I loved it. Really, really enjoyed it.
We'll come on to that community movement type feel in a moment when we get to one of the questions later on. But let's go back. Let's rewind the clock. Clearly, you're not old enough for this, but you helped launch early stage digital property portals like Prime Location and Zoopla. And now you've founded My Porter, which I see you're wearing some merchandise, which makes me very happy as a marketer. What experience of those startups of the portal era led you to believe that the next big shift for property portals must be driven by our friend, artificial intelligence?
Yeah, so I think so that it's really interesting to compare those two. So Prime Location was back in 2000. Six of us were there right at the start, that also were there right at the end when we sold it to the Daily Mail Group in 2005. And so there was a couple of things that were present there that weren't present when we founded Zoopla. And I think the contrasts are really, really interesting. So Prime Location came in 2000, which was just at the dawn of people starting to understand what the internet was. And hilariously, I spent probably the first 2 years of my role in Prime Location explaining what the internet was to estate agents. Now, obviously, because it was brand new, and now I'm spending a lot of my time explaining what AI is. And again, because it's brand new. And in 3 years' time, everyone will be going, yeah, AI, I know, it's fine. But, that's kind of the education piece and the kind of literacy piece. So because it was so new, there was a consumer behavior change. Okay, present during the time of Prime Location, that was not present when we were doing Zoopla, and that I think was the difference and the real kind of moment of excitement around Prime Location, because it was all to play for. There was kind of like this whole sort of like frontier sort of Wild West where everyone was going. If you look at our first homepage, it is so amusingly awful. Like, it doesn't have any search functionality on it at all. It's just
Wayback Machine will let people see this.
Absolutely. Honestly, it is so fun. And it's got just just our logo, our massive logo, because we were so proud of it. We were just like, oh, so great. And it looked a bit like a Death Star back in the day. And what we had as well was, we thought, we were so good. We had a little spinning version of it that sat up in the top corner. Now, when we launched it, 27th of January, 2001, Geek Fans, basically that spinning thing basically broke everybody's computers. So nobody could get onto the site. So we had to actually kill it. So if you do go back to the Wayback Machine, I think the earliest version of it actually has that link at the top right actually broken because nobody could get on it. Anyway, the thing that it really taught me about kind of portals and about kind of technological changes, as we're in an era of right now, is that when people change their habits, they release themselves from almost every conceit that they had in the past, every kind of sort of holy grail, everything that they kind of do on a regular basis. So everybody used to get the Gazette on a Thursday morning and then flick through it and all that sort of stuff and see a small subset of properties and that was what they did, and nobody knew any different, right? And we're now in an era where everybody does go onto property portals, go to Rightmove and kind of type in like three distinct filters and then kind of get some stuff back and plow through loads of things they don't like. And that is how we do it, or have been doing it. And then in 5 years, 10 years time, we'll look back and go, oh, do you remember when we did that? Yeah, those filters, that were really pointless. So that's what's going to change. And then that's what informs me from the Prime Location days. From the Zoopla days, I think it was very much about the kind of inverse of that. Is if you are launching in an era where there is no massive consumer behavioral change, then what you are building is kind of almost a kind of Me Too product. It's something that needs to have something that is really different and kind of that appeals in such a vast way that actually a lot of people will essentially stop, going and buying the Gazette, and we'll actually kind of go online and do your thing instead. So, with Zoopla, we had this great thing, which was, well, great thing for us and for consumers, and not so great for agents, as agents tell me all the time, was the AVM, the automated valuation model. Now, we pioneered that in 2008, nine. And the reason we did it was because we believed we had this kind of notion of, we wanted to be as close as possible to what's called what we called the moment of conception, right? Which is when people turned to each other on the sofa and went, should we move house? And it's that moment, that's where you want to get as close as possible to. So building the AVM, regardless of its accuracy or not, apologies everybody, was very, very, very powerful in terms of getting consumers to understand what roughly, very roughly, their properties were worth, and then getting them into the process, and then we could kind of serve them leads and all that sort of stuff. So, that I think was a really, really important thing, but it was not enough. Okay, by this time, consumer habits had settled that Rightmove was the Google of property search, and we did well, right? We got to number two despite entering the market in 2008, nine, and we kind of got loads and loads of other businesses together. But yes, it was a. I think now with my Porter, where I see similarities and differences with these businesses is prime location was agent owned, and I think that is really, really important for ensuring that what we deliver, what we build, and how we kind of orient ourselves is very much focused on ensuring that estate and lettings agents at the UK get value. And then from Zoopla, it's very much having something that is consumer offering is really right.
Hold that thought. I'm going to get into that because that's what I want to actually get delve into. So before we get to that, in terms of setting the scene, you and I have gently sparred about the number of people using property portal, sorry, using AI, get it right, to look at property. Now, the estimates that I see is current use, so people historically using, and considering this revolution's only 2 or 3 years in, really, is about 3%, 3.5% for people who've currently moved. We actually got YouGov, we commissioned them to do some research for the conference, and they asked a question is, what are the use cases for AI in the next property purchase? Number one was searching for properties that match your preference. Across all UK adults, 22%. Across those who are very likely or likely to be in the market, so those most likely to move, it rockets to 34%. So I presented a graph which said, this is straight line growth, this is considering, this is exponential growth. We seem to be in an exponential growth. So could you walk us through, or the listeners through, your vision for My Porter and how, in your view, AI is fundamentally changing how people discover and interact with properties compared to the, as you say, bin list, tick boxes, portal-based model?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember your slide, and actually, as you did the exponential, it kind of, by 2029, I think it was like almost, into 90%, something like that.
It's been everything. It's everything.
And I think that is true. So let's just kind of take that sort of step back and look at what the technology does and how people are interacting with it now, and how that's likely to change very specifically with the view on the property market. So, already I think probably most people out there, and perhaps it's a self-selecting audience a little bit, will be using some form of AI, ChatGPT, for things like, property descriptions, or, I don't know, finding out what time the restaurant opens down in town, or, what's a great school for the kids, whatever. These are things that I think more and more people daily are finding about AI that is useful. And at the same time, AI is increasingly awesome. So I don't know if anybody's played around with Google's Gemini 3, right? Gemini 3 dropped last week. So we're recording this on the 26th of November. And it is amazing. And I've kind of become a little bit blasé, probably way too blasé about like these developments, and just gone, yeah, okay, so it's a marginal increase, but 3, 4 years ago, it's absolutely astonishing. But this Google shift is phenomenal. And if anybody out there has not got not accessed Google Gemini 3, go have a play, because it is well worth your 20 quid. And what it's, from the images it produces to the text it produces, all of it, just go play. So that is increasing as well. So the technology is increasing, people's uses and understanding and awareness of it is increasing, and therein lies the kind of the exponential increase. And when you look at that then from the property perspective, to your point about filters, If I have to, and filters I think are really interesting because they've trained us to do something that perhaps we wouldn't do under normal circumstances. And what I see is, 25 years of training means that I will go on to Rightmove, Zoopla, whoever, and I will also already have in my head three things. So I will have thought about the price, the location, and the bedroom numbers. All right. And I have to put something like that in. Now, I may not be ready for that. I may not have a real kind, if I want, an office. Is that a bedroom? Is that not a bedroom? What happens if there's something out in the garden? I just don't know. So I have to put something down. And that means that I am then almost wedded to it. Human psychology is once you start saying something, then you back yourself up. So this,
Always.
estate agents the world over will tell us that buyers don't know what they want. And they say, I really, really, really want this. But actually, they'll move 10 miles away to a smaller house and all that sort of stuff. So I think part of that problem is that we're forcing them to make decisions. We're asking them questions about not who they are and where their life is, but actually what specifically, if you were thinking about a property right now, what does it look like and how many bedrooms does it have and what price is it and where is it? And I think that's what's going to change. And I think what now is going to happen is AI is going to sit there and you are going to be able to just essentially kind of vomit out all the things that are really important to you, whether that is close by ballroom dancing classes or sea views or outstanding schools or proximity to train stations. All of these things are just going to be there and queryable, and you're going to be able to just ask AI all these things, and AI is going to learn about you as well. So some of the
Yes.
stuff you're not even going to have to articulate. It will know because you've been looking at baby clothes that you are pregnant or have just had a baby. And it will, understand that actually that's really important in terms of, moving and stuff like that. So, these are the things that we're just at it's literally, we're at the foothills of this kind of like Mount Everest of change in our worlds. And that comes with that brings with it changes in how people are going to experience a property search, property discovery, as I always like to think of it. Now, it's not that property is out there, and you are far more likely with the world of AI to discover your dream home than you are right now, historically.
That's a really nice thing there. No, I mean, we talk about search and you talk about discovery. I noticed a while ago that Amazon, they reversed it actually, it was kind of interesting. They have always had the search function on Amazon Prime to find the videos that you want. They actually changed it from search to find. Now they reversed it back to search because we've all got used to the spyglass search. You talk about discovery. So talk to me about that is, I want to get into that a little bit more is, you're talking about natural language, the way people speak, and you don't have to have the bin list or anything. You're just going to describe what you want, and AI, LLMs, will go and find that thing for you. That's what we're talking about for those who haven't.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So again, whether you're using Gemini, whether you're using ChatGPT, if you go and look at your prompt box down in the bottom corner, it will you can click on it's a plus on ChatGPT, and it's one of the drop downs in Gemini, and you can choose agent mode or deep research. Okay, and what that does is that then you're giving it a task. Okay, and you're not explaining how you want it to go and do it. You're just saying, go do this. And for agents out there, you might want to start with something like 2026 next year, I want to increase my market share by 10%. What should I do? Okay, put in your website address and then just let it go. All right, simple as that. Now, if you're choosing deep research or agent mode, then it will go and it might spend 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and it will come back with a really, really detailed report of how you ought to do that. Now, many of them you will be doing, some of them you will have forgotten about, some of them you will completely ignore, but it will give you another trigger in for you as we enter into 2026 of how you might be able to do that. Now, that is just one use case. What people will be doing is they will be using that awareness that this feature is here to go, actually, why don't I look for property this way? And then start to kind of, rather than sit there and go, what's my bedroom numbers? What's my price? Actually start there and go, what do I really love? I really like nature walks. So we got to make sure that it's near some nature. Okay, I've got a kid who's primary schools who really want to make sure we've got all those things. And you just start to think and just put those in. And that natural language search, as you say, that ability to just articulate your lifestyle is fundamentally and phenomenally different to the way that we have been searching. In the same way as paper, newspapers is phenomenally different to the internet. This is an absolute game change. So I think that that's the thing that people really need to start understanding. Pretty soon, the vendors that you go out and see and the landlords you go out and see, they will be using AI. And they will be wondering why you are not, why you're so wedded to, some of the old school ways of going about things. They probably want you to still be on the portal because, hygiene, just to make sure that's covered off. But, vendors and landlords and humans, right? Everybody kind of thinks that everybody does the same stuff they do. So if they are looking at Rightmove, one of the problems that we've had over the last 25 years, they expect everybody's looking at Rightmove, and that self-fulfilling prophecy is therefore everybody's got to be on Rightmove. They are slowly going to start moving away from just using Rightmove, and they're going to be using AI, and then they're going to start sitting there and going, well, I probably want an agent that's actually using AI then. Yeah, okay, fine, Rightmove just to kind of cover things off, just like it used to be. I need to make sure I'm in the paper as well as advertising online. And that is where I think this is moving. And I think it's moving fast. To your point about the stats, about the YouGov survey, it is moving fast. This is still year two and a half, nearly year three, and we're already there.
The numbers are mind-blowing in terms of what the growth will be. We are definitely in an exponential period, and the exponential is accelerated because of what AI can do to itself. So it kind of compounds on itself. If the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest, compound technology and compound LLM is the ninth wonder of the world.
100%, yes.
Now,
Recursive learning, technical term.
you've mentioned the big R. So you recently ran the Rightmove Resistance Tour,
I did.
60 locations in 60 days. Was 60 locations in 60 days?
It really was, yeah. I know.
Blimey.
My calf killed
Blimey.
me.
So you met estate and letting agents face to face. What surprises you, or what surprises were there, or recurring themes came across from those conversations? First of all, that what surprises came out of it? What convinced agents to consider switching to a new world, a new paradigm? And finally, we get to the point is, are you doing that again? So let's start with what surprised you from the feedback. You had lots of agents in front of you. What came out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess what was probably most surprising was the similarity of experience across, from Aberdeen to Truro and, Wrexham to Canterbury and all points in between. I think that, I think what saddened me was some of the real human stories about this, right? So actually, that there were people who had, sold cars to pay for their Rightmove fee. That there were, stories of the Rightmove reps coming and basically saying, this is what we're going to charge you. And no matter what, there were people who had delayed paying their mortgages in order that they could afford the Rightmove fee for that month so things didn't go south. And then when they made the sale, they would then go back and pay the debt and stuff like that, and any interest and all that sort of stuff. So it was just the kind of human stories, I think, around this. It's all very well, like, everyone just kind of raging, about the oh, price rises are awful, blah, blah, blah. But actually, these our industry is full of people. It is a people game.
It is a people industry.
It's absolutely that. And everybody gets into it because they love the human interaction in the main. People love going and showing houses and, like, negotiating all that sort of stuff. So these are those people. And it is a fragmented industry, right? There's, there's 10,000 companies, something like 8,000 of them are single people or single branch firms. So the human element of this relentless, relentless price rises of this kind of faceless corp, and their reps coming around and basically just kind of almost like saying, it's a really, really nice estate agency you've got here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it, is really quite. It's not just unnerving. It kind of reinforces a lot of the problems that we've witnessed over the time. So, our industry since 2006, Rightmove has shipped 2.5 billion out of the industry into shareholder pockets. Okay, 2.5 billion. Now, again, I'm all for profits, business is business, all that sort of stuff. But 70% margin because they started at the right time and they managed to get some traction very early. This is really, really, really hard on the industry. People can't innovate. There were agents out there that I saw that would like to open an office, in the adjacent town, but they knew Rightmove would come after them, charge them through the absolute nose. So they actually weren't expanding. There were people who weren't recruiting. So there's a whole kind of, the job side of things is difficult as well, just because they know that the Rightmove price is going up by 14% next year. So that was kind of the not so shockingly surprising, but I think the consistency and the overall kind of human cost of this was really quite surprising.
Okay, that's a powerful one.
And like honestly, and lives with you, right? And then kind of really spurs you on to kind of go, well, actually, this is more than just a kind of business. This is a mission. This is something that we need to get everybody together working towards, because they're not going to stop. You know, this is set now, that they are going to carry on, and they're going to try and weave and dodge and make this happen. So we have to do something, and do something fast. So that was that. I've forgotten what your second question was.
I mean, do you think the agents you spoke to were convinced to change platforms, to change direction and go, actually, we can accept a complementary, a substitute, we're switching in the direction of AI?
Yeah. So look, yeah, we've out of all of this, and we only started it 6 months ago. Okay, so we started back end of May. We've got 3,000 agent branches, which is about 15.15% of the UK market, already, you know, saying that they want to list when we launch, which will be launching Q1 next year. So definitely that. I think, you know, we are not, and this is, you know, really, really clear. We're not saying to everybody, come off Rightmove, come off Rightmove now, quick, everybody run. You know, we've seen that movie. What happens is you manage to, or some people will come off, and everyone will agree to come off. Some people will come off, and then some people will stay on, and then it will just be a bit messy. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, that contrived kind of market change, it has not worked, and I don't think it will work, because we're in a market, right? It's competition. So somebody will decide it's in their best interest of their business and their shareholders to go back on, and it's their duty to do so. So they'll do it. But I think that what's interesting, the way we're positioned, is we will run alongside you. Okay, so we're building this thing. We are going to build it over the next couple of years. It's going to be awesome. Come talk to us. Come, you know, see what we're doing and be part of it. It is free. Okay, really importantly, you can list for free on our site. And
Right, stop there because I want to hold it. I want to ask you about that.
I'll, yeah, we can talk about exactly how we're going to make money, but it's a B2C.
So go on then.
Cool.
This business is going to be free to list.
Yes,
Oh, we might. Please tell me my internet's not playing
100%.
up. Is
It
my
was
internet
just then,
okay?
but that's okay. I've got you back now. So
Okay, fantastic. Don't do this to me, gods of the internet. I can't have this happen in a podcast. Okay, so you describe it as free to list. Voice and AI optimized and built to let agents retain control of their leads and data. A, that's quite close. I mean, obviously, Rightmove charged from the beginning, but they were very cheap at the beginning. How are you going to monetize
They were.
this? I mean, aren't you going to
Great
make
question.
this
So,
free, like a great drug dealer, get them hooked and then whack in the hard stuff? And get them addicted to
wow.
you. Isn't that the evil capitalist plan you have, Mal?
So listen, that there is a really, not only just because we really want this to see, and really want agents to have the benefit of this, but there's a real cold, hard business reason why we will not, and also why we cannot. In the world of AI can find pretty much any data that's out there on the internet. So if you list a property on your website as an agent, then AI can find it. All right, it's there. So actually, what we when we take we're taking that like 5, 10 year view here, right? We're looking at, right, okay, so what's going to be happening in 5 years' time? 5 years' time, agents are going to be looking at where to put their properties, and they're going to have, you know, a variety of different options. And what they're not going to do, we believe, is pay a bulk subscription for all of their properties to go to a portal. They're just not, because their properties will have different, or sorry, the platforms will have different audiences, and those properties will have different kind of criteria around them. So literally, if you have it on your website, AI will find it. So there is no need for agents to pay to list. Okay, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The days of bulk subscriptions, pay to list, are coming to an end. All right, and that is what we see as the trajectory. And what we're doing is we are saying, right, we're building a free to list portal, so you don't have that pay wall, you don't have that pay block to list with us. Have on your site, have on our site. Right? Maybe you might want to choose to pay to list in some other places and stuff like that. Some people still use print, you know, for certain properties, because that's important. That's okay. So we think that the traditional portals will become very much like that, where you might choose to put some properties on Rightmove and some on the market, but, you know, not necessarily all of them. But for us, as a free to list portal, we think that you would like to put all of your properties on here, because we're an extra advertising medium, and, you know, your consumers will understand who we are. And the way that we then make our money is via the consumer offering that we have. So again, we, and we'll come back to your point about whether I'm going to do the Rightmove resistance story again. Please come and see us. We do a webinar every week, and you can find all the details on the MyPorter site. We can show you how cool this is, right? So you can go onto a property, you can click on the images, and you can start to decorate them. Just put in any sort of style. You can put in Art Deco, all that sort of thing, and it will recreate that scene with that particular type of. You can also take a photo of your kitchen table and put your kitchen table in it. You can also pick from a library of different furniture from IKEA, John Lewis, various others, and put those in there as well. Okay, so actually, where we make our money from is essentially because this becomes an e-commerce platform. All right, you are on this platform to look to buy and sell, sorry, to buy and to acquire various products and services.
So in any business model, either the user pays,
Yes.
a third party pays, and that's how you make money.
Yes.
Now, in the Rightmove world, I as a punter, I don't pay, the agent pays. What you've said is for the user and the agent, it's free. Another third party, actually much more like a free newspaper.
Yeah, good analogy. Yeah, it's very much like that. It is,
Look at my
enabling
history of
both
Boots.
parties to have access to each other. Again, this goes back to Prime Location and to Zoopla and all the kind of learnings from those enterprises. We're a marketplace. So just like any marketplace, we have supply and we have demand. So, the supply side of things is the agent properties. So we have to minimize the friction of getting those agent properties up. And in a world of AI, agents are going to have so much choice. Right, really can't tell you, it's going to be amazing news because your content that you spend so much time creating and lovingly, kind of curating, that is going to be worth so much more than it is allowed to be worth right now. At this point in time, and this is, I've articulated this in a number of the meetings. It's basically that you spend money, a lot of money. Agents spend a lot of money, basically creating all of these. These beautiful, beautiful images, videos, floor plans, all that sort of stuff. Give it to Rightmove, who then charge you for the privilege of getting out there. We are absolutely turning that upside down and saying, look, we know how valuable these things are. We value them hugely because we want beautiful images that people can go, oh, wow, I wonder what that looks like in cerise pink. And there they go. They could do that.
So, the way you speak, and I get, and I speak to most of the AI players and the way this world is working in the industry on a regular basis, because A, I'm a technophile, I'm an early adopter, well, because I'm only 21, so that's easy for me.
Exactly.
But it feels from the way you speak and the way others I speak to, slightly extinction level event for Rightmove. Now, starting anything new contains risk. What is the If you're the CEO of Rightmove right now, you're staring at a decline share price, what could potentially blow your business model apart. Don't you just pivot to AI and essentially do what you guys are doing, but with the incredible brand recognition of Rightmove?
Yeah, really, really important question. So, again, if you're sitting behind that big, massive desk as the CEO of Rightmove, and you've seen your
We
share
all
price,
need a bigger desk, Mal. We all need a bigger desk.
so true. So the share price, like in August, it was like 832p, and it's now something like 450. So it's come off like nearly 50. It's 48% in 4 months. Okay, it's 48%. So, these guys get paid in shares. This is not good for them and all of their investors kind of running to the hills as well. So, and this is because, I am absolutely convinced that people see the weakness in these businesses. And then to your point, everything is going to change. So I am, the CEO of Rightmove. What I am doing is looking at this and trying to balance up two almost impossible challenges. So I need to keep the machine running. All right, I've got a 70% margin. Everybody expects me to continue the 70% margin. I've sneaked it down to 67%, and the entire of my investor base have wet the bed basically and gone, oh my God, right, 30% off the day that I said that. It went back up again a little bit, but it's still nearly 50% off since August. So I've kind of dipped my toe in the AI water and everybody freaked out. So now I'm kind of like, well, I could carry on doing that, but then everyone's going to carry on freaking out. So what I instead kind of think is the safe, my safe place is to just keep on charging agents through the nose and increasing their prices by 14% and trying to lock them in to 2-year contracts. And basically, you know, just trying to make sure that, that we ensure that, that what we've got is maintained. And I think that, that they will continue that for the next couple of years at least, because, you know, they're not going to handbrake turn into a free to list portal. They just ain't, because that is the end of that guy's job and essentially never get a job in this town again. So what I think, so can they do what we're doing? The answer is no on two levels. One is they can't go free to list. Okay. And again, when agents come to, you know, the next year, 2 years' time, when agents have that choice and that ability to be able to decide where their content goes, they're going to choose value-based advertising, not, you know, throat on the, sorry, hand on the throat, you know, the other one in your wallet based advertising. So they can't do that. They can't go to free. Okay. And that's it. So and then the second piece is the user journey. So Rightmove forces you to go through these filters, as we discussed earlier. And the reason, one of the reasons it does that, one was functionality and capacity at the time. But now the user journey forces you to go through loads of different pay gates. All right. So you go through loads of agent adverts, you know, brand adverts at the bottom of the search page and just like, right, fine. And then you go into the featured properties, you know, which are really non-specific and kind of like, I've got to plow through all of them to try and find the one that's got the sea view because I can't filter for sea views. So that journey is also under huge, huge, huge threat. And if they go to AI, where you can basically skip over all that, so you're on Rightmove homepage, imagine it just says, "What's your dream home?" Like it does on my portal. "What's your dream home?" And they go, "I want a 3-bedroom property with a sea view near ballroom dancing." Then Rightmove will jump straight to the answer, which is the properties. Like maybe there's four of them, and that completely destroys, cannibalizes their entire business model, particularly their upsells, and the value proposition to agents becomes ridiculously poor. Because why would I pay for that when actually skipping over all the other stuff? And I think the real giveaway on this, the real giveaway is this, it's nearly 3 years. On the 30th of November, it will be 3 years since ChatGPT 3 dropped and everybody went, "Oh my God." 3 years. All right. And Rightmove makes £300 million a year profit. And it knows it can afford the AI guys. It can get the engineers in. It knows how to build this stuff and has the money to do it better than almost anybody else. And it has not. And the reason it has not is because it knows, and that CEO staring at that share price drop knows that if he moves one way, it's going to go down. And if he moves the other way, it's going to go down. So that is why I think that there is going to be a period of time, you know, and maybe it's a year, maybe it's 2 years before they are forced to change. But that time is going to be when agents are going to be able to make better decisions. And we are not, as I said, we're not everybody come off Rightmove. We're let us join us, see what we're doing, see the leads that are coming through to you for free. And then there may come a time, hopefully a year's time, maybe 18 months, where you're going to be able to make a very rational decision about whether you continue to pay for all of the advertising and media that you are at the moment.
I knew this happened because I've got a million questions coming up. Everything you're saying, it's all like gold. It's like, okay, I've got about a fa but we've never answered the fundamental question is, are you doing the resistance tour again?
We are doing the resistance tour. That is like
Hot off the press. Hot off the
news from this
press.
week. Absolutely. So we are going back out. I am going back out and with colleagues too, to 60 locations in 60 days. We are starting on the 12th of January, and we are covering the entire of Great Britain. So we will be doing, you know, Cardiff, Swansea, Wrexham. We'll be doing Aberdeen, Dundee, Glasgow, Edinburgh. We'll be doing Manchester, Liverpool, Carlisle, Maidstone, you know, all these places, Reading, Oxford. So, you know, and Truro and Exeter and Plymouth. So we are going all the way around Ipswich. And 60 locations. We will be sharing the actual the schedule with everybody in the next week or so. So yeah, please again do go to myporter.ai and you'll be able to find the link to register with us for that. But yeah, we'd love to see everybody. It's not just, and just to be really clear, so yes, the Rightmove Resistance Tour is kind of that sort of headline. But what we're also doing is our job is really to help agents become AI literate. okay, to actually understand what AI is as well. So, you know, there's a couple of hours there. You know, 1 hour we'll be talking absolutely about kind of portals and the future and showcasing all that sort of stuff. But the other one is an absolute open, ask me anything Q&A where agents can come and learn about things like Google Gemini's 3 and whatever the brilliant, funky stuff that will be happening in January is, you know, all about image generation, all about, you know, what happens if I put all of my, you know, listing information, so photos and floor plans and all that sort of stuff into Gemini, and by the way, try this, into Gemini and say, show, give me a brilliant listing. It will do it. It's amazing. So yeah, look, all of those kind of hints, tips, tricks, you know, things that you need to know in your business day to day that's going to help you with AI, and all the stupid questions that you're too afraid to ask. No question is going to be too dumb. Everybody needs to know that this is going to be the technology of the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. And the sooner you learn it and the sooner you can deploy it within your agency, the better. So yeah, come along for the Rightmove resistance. Stay for the AI literacy.
And it's totally free.
Absolutely 100% free.
Okay, well, look, just to kind of circle back and bring this all back to, I mean, what you're saying, again, my mind was thinking this. I needed to buy a very specific pair of trousers for an event I was going to on Friday. And because I live on ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, Perplexity, I barely use Google search now. I tend to use AI for everything. I went on to a major high street brand to try and find the specific pair of trousers I wanted. And what I need to do is, once I found that specific pair of trousers, I then need to go and see if they had it in the store that I was going to, because having to pick them up on the way to the venue. In the end, I just lost confidence in the system, because if they were connected to an LLM, and it was basically, it was bin-based Rightmove style search. I have to pick an item, and then I have to see it's available, and then I have to go through every single item to find if that one is available. And it was like, this is insane. Why is there not an LLM interface? You know, and I just like, why can't I just type into an LLM? I need this pair of trousers. Is it available in Grantham? In fact, this is my journey to where I'm going. Does any shop on that journey have those things? So my question then comes to you, it's a very long preamble to that question, is if an LLM can do that, why do I need my porter?
Really great question. So, you know, if we move on from, you know, yellow tartan trousers, to, you know, looking for a
How
property.
did you know?
Exactly. Saw the photos. No. So yeah, but it's exactly that. It is right. So how do, yes. Yeah, what are we going to be using ChatGPT for, and what are we going to be using specialist kind of platforms for? So if you go and do these searches on ChatGPT right now, okay, or on Gemini, and you ask for three bedroom property, sea view, ballroom dancing, whatever, then it will bring you back an amazing series of results that will be absolutely perfect. Okay, so in terms of the description and it fulfilling all of your criteria, what it will not do is it will not show you the images of that at this point. Okay, you have to click off onto the agent website and then click back on again, and then you have to click off onto the next one and then click back on again and click, click, click. So you can't fall in love with the property right off the bat. You can't see it. Secondarily, you're not sure that you've seen the whole market. ChatGPT and Gemini and all that bring back a number, and sometimes it's five and sometimes it's eight of properties that fulfill your criteria so specifically, it's brilliant. But then you're left with this kind of feeling of like, is there a ninth one around? A tenth? And actually, am I going to have to go to Rightmove anyway and just use their stupid filter? So what we're doing is we are absolutely, you know, optimizing for all of that. Okay, so we're saying, right, 100% the market, we're going to help you to find all these different things. Probably you're going to be able to describe it, but then more than that, you know, you're going to be able to then click on the images and redecorate them. You're going to the experience within that is going to be so good, and that's our thing. We think fundamentally that yes, ChatGPT is great at doing very many things very 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 well, but in an industry like ours, in a transaction like ours, which is the most important transaction that most people ever make, then they are going to want to have much more of a guided and a kind of almost consultative arm around their shoulder, which is what my porter does. You can talk to my porter and ask it questions about how far is this now to the train station? You know, what about if I, you know, decide that I move job or I'm moving jobs? You know, how far is it to this other place? You can just chat with it and ask it questions about everything, and that I think is so because our data on all these properties, 30 million properties in the UK, our data on all of these locations throughout the UK is huge. And we are very, very focused on making sure that all that surfaces what it is that you as a searcher whether it's property, whether it's trousers, you are finding the thing that is the thing, and you're able to then say exactly like that. You're able to say, look, I need to be in London within an hour and a half commute. What train stations around here on the south coast of England get me to London within an hour and a half? Because you might not care whether you're going to live in Portsmouth or Southampton or Brighton. You just want to be near the seaside. So, being able to do that rather than having to go into Rightmove and sit there and say, right, Portsmouth, do a search for Portsmouth, Brighton, do a search for Brighton, all that sort of stuff, sweeps it away. So, yeah, so it's a
Really,
slightly different thing.
it's really interesting because we moved to Grantham recently, the centre of the property universe, in fact.
That is true.
And we were unsure about Grantham because I grew up in Lincolnshire, know what Grantham is, blah, blah, blah. And we basically used LLMs, ChatGPT as it happened, to kind of, and actually another name that will remain nameless, to kind of go, okay, this is our specific requirement. Is there anywhere else within an hour of London that can do this? And we couldn't find anywhere that gave us the price that we wanted, the location we wanted. So, and actually, when we then used it, it actually surfaced our property as well.
Did it?
And we used Rightmove to find the property, and we used another product to find the property. What you're talking about, though, is almost because I had a conversation with a business owner last week, and I'll shut up because I hate people who interview talk too much. But they said to me, they find the whole thing overwhelming. Use of LLMs were overwhelming. So what you're talking about is a curated experience. So the reason why we use intermediaries, I could put up my own shelf. I get a very smart man to put up the shelf cheaper, faster, and better than I ever would. Because it will be level and won't fall off the wall in 3 months.
Absolutely.
So what you're talking about is I could go to an LLM and I could hack through some bad prompts and try and find things, but I'm not seeing the whole of market. If I go to my porter, I would see the whole of market, and it's a curated experience that allows me to go through the journey. But essentially, there's technology holding my hand through the process.
Exactly that. And to the extreme extent that you can choose the voice of that particular entity, and you can make sure that it knows and remembers that you are, I don't know, an Ipswich Town fan, guilty, or these are things that are important to you and in your life, and actually can then say, oh, do you know what, actually this will also find you, I know that you really really like I don't know, country walks, so this is actually this one's better than that one because you love country walks, this one's only like, 10 minutes walk away from there, whereas you've got to drive from that one over there. That kind of experience, that kind of guidance, that kind of support in this process is so so significant, and is here. And that's what we're bringing. And that's why this is, as I said right at the start, a fundamental change in consumer behavior is happening now and is going to accelerate. And that's why we've built MyPorter.
Brilliant. So my final question, I'm going to actually get your crystal ball out. We're talking about an exponential period of stat change. Will Ulstein from YouGov did a presentation at the Voice there, and he talked about the pace of change. It was something like a year will go in 3 days in 20 years. It was like, and it was by Ray Kurzweil, who's kind of like Google's futurologist. And I followed the guy for years. He's amazing, and he's
Yeah.
normally right.
Singularity. Singularity all the way.
Singularity guy, that's the guy.
Absolutely.
So, where do you see MyPorter in 5 years' time? And what legacy do you think it would leave the UK property market? What's success in 5 years' time?
Wow. So look, I believe that we will have changed how people discover property. Okay, so our goal is to help people live better lives by being able to find the perfect property for them. All right. We believe that the currently people are settling for like 70% good because they can't find it. But actually, using MyPorter, you are going to be able to find the absolute perfect one and live a better life as a result. So I think that's our kind of like, our kind of broad mission. Obviously, underneath that, we fundamentally believe that if you are moving house without an agent, then you are crazy. So selling property without an agent is dumb, all that sort of stuff. So those kinds of things as well. We think we've got a real opportunity to educate about why this is a really important way of selling. And it's, and I think that's been missing from the conversation for a long, long, long time. Not just because of Purple Bricks, but significantly because of Purple Bricks. But it's just people just going, right, I can't tell these people apart. I can't tell these agents apart. So I'm just going to go with the cheapest. And what we are able to do, again, through this conversational way that we present agencies and present properties, is that people are able to find the agent that kind of matches them, and the ones that they're actually going to work really hard at, and they'll be willing to pay more for that. So, there are many things when I look into to the future in 5 years' time that I think we will have achieved, and obviously We're all working hard to get there. But I think the overarching one is that within the property industry, we are going to be able to free up agents' hard-earned money, profits, so that they are able to themselves live better lives and actually invest and innovate and grow and employ and have Christmas parties and do all the stuff that, normal businesses are kind of get on with. Without having this massive kind of parasitical entity sitting, hovering over the whole market and scooping up the money that they spend so much time, so much effort working hard for. And that I think is the legacy that I really want to see as well.
Brilliant. So go on then. If people want to hear more about My Porter and the Rightmove Resistance Tour, what do they need to do, Mal?
Thank you. So they need to go to, they can email me, mal@myporter.ai, or they can go on to myporter.ai where they will be able to find everything they need. And yeah, we'd love to hear from everybody and they're super excited to be getting out there again and seeing as many agents as possible in their towns and cities around.
Mal, I could talk to you for hours. Thank you very much. That was a masterclass. I look forward to speaking to you again. Take care.
Thanks, Simon. Take care. See you soon, everybody. Bye.